This is the brief on multiple myeloma maintenance therapy. So if you follow the blood cancer space, you know the usual standard of care for multiple myeloma keeps patients on a maintenance drug called lenalidomide, basically indefinitely. But a new phase 3 trial asks a huge question. Does staying on this drug forever actually help patients live longer, or are we just over-treating them compared to a fixed 2-year dose? Well, first, let's look at the overall survival rates. At the 7-year follow-up mark, the survival rate was literally identical for both groups, right around 69%, whether they took the drug for 2 years or indefinitely. You know, it's kind of like leaving your car running in the driveway overnight. It doesn't get you to your destination any faster than just turning it off, right? So why burn the gas? Why continue the drug forever if the odds don't improve? Second, since there's absolutely no survival benefit, we've got to talk about the physical toll. The daily reality here is pretty stark. For patients on the continuous treatment, 48.2% experience severe side effects, compared to just 31.5% for the 2-year group. Even worse, the continuous group had a higher chance of developing a completely new second cancer, 11.2% versus 8.3%. It becomes incredibly clear that more treatment doesn't mean better treatment when it actively harms your quality of life. Ultimately, capping this cancer therapy at 2 years delivers the exact same survival odds while rescuing patients from a barrage of toxic, unnecessary side effects.